The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So much going on in the sports world. Gotta start with an interesting one that is linking Peyton Manning to an HGH deal, and obviously he is denying it. Other guys involved in that naming, too. Clay Matthews, a guy that obviously plays for my Green Bay Packers. Harrison involved in this. Some baseball players involved in this. So, interesting news. But, take it from the source, and maybe, just maybe, it's really not a story at all when you get this from Al Jazeera's. I'm not sure. But let's welcome in Jeff Rich, my tag team partner in crime. Jeff, good morning. So much happening in the sports world, but this Peyton Manning story is obviously atop the list.
Good morning, Dorf fan. You know, I love the game, but I'm starting to dislike the game away from the game, and it's happening too much. And Peyton Manning, one of the biggest names in sports.
Yeah, we'll get back to Jeff in just a moment. We're going to fix his phone line, but a lot of things going on. Sports world, like I said, Peyton Manning is on top of that list, and Chip Kelly expecting to go back to Philadelphia, even though such a lousy season that they're having, man. I'm just really impressed, surprised, I should say, actually, more surprised, not impressed, unimpressed with what Chip Kelly's done there. But anyways, getting started, getting warmed up, a lot happening, like I said, the NBA in full throttle. We just had the Cavs and the Warriors, so much to talk about. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Right back, everybody.
If you want to stop moisture from coming into your home, think Ames. Apply Ames coatings to waterproof and protect roofs, basement walls, and decks. Ames adhesive high-strength elastomeric liquid rubber coatings are impenetrable. Extreme moisture protection. Look for the Ames Blue Max, Maximum Stretch, and Safety Deck brands at your local hardware store. Or see amesresearch.com. That's A-M-E-S research.com. Available at Ace, Do It Best, and True Value stores.
We took our ultra-thin Trojan Bear Skin condom and turned it up. Introducing the new Trojan Studded Bearskin Condom. Thin for closeness. Studded for stimulation. Turn it up with the new Trojan Studded Bearskin Condom. Trojan, the pleasure of protection. And for those who live large, try new Magnum Bearskin Condoms.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So much going on in the sports world. Like I said, Peyton Manning linked to a HGH deal, PEDs. We'll find out more about this as it unfolds. We all know. But I don't know. I'm one of those people. You're innocent until proven guilty, Jeff. I don't know how you feel about it, but I also take the source of where we're getting this from, and I'm really questioning that first and foremost. But you also had the guy, Sly, whoever this was, come out and totally deny any of this stuff. So where are you on the Peyton Manning and HGH deal? And again, some other players linked in that, James Harrison, Clay Matthews, a few others, some baseball players too. Where are you sitting on this, Jeff?
I need more information, quite frankly. You know, it's not that I doubt Al Jazeera as a news source. You know, we've taken stories from independent bloggers. We've taken stories from Twitter handles that turn out to be true. So I'm not really questioning the source as much as I'm questioning the report itself. And if true, it's huge. But I'm definitely in wait and see mode, just like you, my man.
Yeah. Again, man, I think it's one of those things where you need to just slow down, wait a second, and instead of being so quick to point a finger and say, this guy's done it, that guy's done it, everybody's doing it, blah, 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 blah. I personally am not in favor. I don't believe that Al Jazeera reporting this is fair, Jeff. I disagree 100%. This is something that, you know, ESPN or somebody here would be breaking this. I don't think Al Jazeera would be breaking this. That's just my personal humble opinion.
Oh, I agree with you on that front, that it's definitely not the source that you take this to get an immediate run, because it's all going to check out. I think that there's going to be holes in this report, and there's holes in every report. There's holes in reports from, even a guy like Chris Mortensen at ESPN with the whole Deflategate stupidity, you know, where the NFL is feeding misinformation to make the Patriots look worse than it is, except it's not the NFL. It's just a media organization, and it's probably somebody with an agenda.
Yeah, I mean, usually it is. There's always an agenda. But, you know, I mean, this isn't the first time that I've heard about potentially about Clay Matthews. I mean,
well, this is what I'm talking about with the game away from the, you know, it's a gotcha game. And it happens a lot in college sports. We see Charles Robinson from Yahoo, you know, he's on your campus, your school's in trouble, your football program's likely in trouble.
One second, Jeff, 1 second. Julius Peppers, Mike Neal, James Harrison, Clay Matthews, baseball's Ryan Zimmerman and Ryan Howard are also in this, but allegedly now it is saying that these guys are not linked, and just the two baseball players. So as we're learning more about this here, I again am calling this is nonsense. I'm calling this ridiculous. I'm calling this a bogus story, if you ask me, Jeff.
We led with it, but that's cool. I'm, you know what? There's a section of society out there that really lives for this, that really lives for the gotcha, that almost
yes.
cares more to see the players busted than to see them succeed and play the games well. And I'm sick of it. And, you know, how immediately was this report misproven and suddenly we're going after Ryan Howard? And let's face it, Howard ain't the guy he used to be. And Ryan Zimmerman is a good player for the Nationals, but not you know, not anybody that's going to make a headline like Peyton Manning. How ridiculous, man.
Yeah, no, this is just an amazing story of nonsense. And that's, you know, it's funny because
Well, you know, the HGH has its purposes for recovering from injury. And there, you know, there might be some hint of truth to some of this. But, you know, as far as, you know, going around, you know, taking – you know, cutting corners to build your body back up, which is what the scandal really is. How big of a deal would it have been if it was true?
Well, and let's face it, you know, like everybody, okay, Peyton is going to deny this, and he has denied it already. We all know that. But look, I just think you really got to look into these things. And, yeah, Scott is pointing that out. Allegedly, the deliveries were made for his wife. Who knows what she was going through? We don't know. That would be between her and her doctor. Again, there's just too many people out there, like you said, Jeff, playing the gotcha game. And I think that that's the bigger story here than anything, to be honest with you, is quit playing gotcha with people, man. Let's just let these guys play their games and let them live their lives just the same way that we live our lives. Nobody's into my business. Nobody cares what I'm doing. And in all honesty, I don't care what these guys are doing anywhere but on the field, Jeff. That's truly how I've always been. And how they live their lives off the field is not necessarily a great example. And it's not necessarily something that I need to follow. So point being, I appreciate what all of these guys can do in their particular arenas. And that's it. And that's what people got to realize. Go and admire a doctor. Go and admire a lawyer. Go and admire a school teacher, for crying out loud. Quit admiring athletes and quit trying to want to be another athlete. At the end of the day, there are a lot better choices that people can make for role models, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, and right now, yeah, I'm going to tell you, the gotcha that was on the forefront of my mind when I woke up this morning, and it's been a couple days, is what the defending champ Golden State Warriors did to my Cavaliers in Oakland on Christmas afternoon. It was just a it was a real wake-up call for LeBron and the boys, and they didn't wake up in time for the Saturday night's game against Portland either, and it's really becoming a scary thing, man.
Yeah, they get beat by Golden State. They get blown out by Portland. And look, this is the way it goes in the NBA, man. I mean, how do the Bucks beat Golden? How is the only loss for the Golden State the Milwaukee Bucks at this point, man? I mean, come on. You know, don't read too much into that kind of stuff, because if we wanted to read too much into it, then we'd say that the Milwaukee Bucks should be a better basketball team than they are. And flat out, man, they're just not.
Well, we're talking about the back end of a back-to-back seventh game of a seven-game East Coast road trip. I mean, there were mitigating circumstances, to be sure. And, you know, we still don't know that Golden State is that much better than San Antonio. They were certainly better than the Cavaliers on Friday night, though.
Yeah, no, great point. San Antonio, very quietly right there with them, you know. But, you know, this kind of leads me to a question, Jeff. And I was kind of joking around when, you know, I said to you, hey, what's going to happen first, the Warriors lose or the Sixers win? Well, the Sixers won before the Warriors lost. Well, my next question for you is it really possible, is it reasonable to assume that Golden State is going to have that the Sixers are going to have more losses than the Warriors do wins? And I'm serious on that. I think they may even break their own record of total futility of, what was it, 9-73 from a few years back. I think they could be worse than that. I really do. And that is a shame. It's almost a crime and an injustice to those people that are watching the Philadelphia 76ers at this point, Jeff.
Well, that's kind of a tilting scale because Golden State could win fewer games, which makes it not as devastating. Right now, I think that Golden State's going to pull up at about 68 wins, and I think that the Sixers could lose 69, 70, 71 games. So it's certainly in the cards. It's going to be fun to watch, but it's not. It really doesn't tell us anything when you compare those two elements.
I personally think that the Sixers are going to lose more games. They're definitely going to lose more games than it has ever been seen before. And I think that the Warriors, I disagree, man. I think they can break that record. I really do. I think they have pride. I think they want to break that record, man. They play with so much passion and heart in every single game. They lay it out there on the line. I love watching the Golden State Warriors play basketball. I really do. And you know what? I'm a Milwaukee Bucks fan, but I got appreciation for watching a great team play the way the game should be played. It reminds me a lot of the way it was played in the 80s and early 90s, to be honest with you. Anyways, he's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. On the other side, we're going to hook up with John Poulter, a professor of sports. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
All righty, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. That's a little rush behind me, and if you haven't known, it's about time you get in the know. That means we're jumping out to Canada. We're going to hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. John, good morning, man. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. Hope you are as well, and good morning to you, Jeff.
You know, I want to start this out with kind of an interesting one, because the news about Al Jazeera's breaking the HGH deal, and it does have a couple of baseball players linked to it, Ryan Zimmerman and Ryan Howard.
And Taylor Teagarden as well.
And there you go. So the list is growing, if you will. But are you finding it to the point where it's very difficult to believe baseball players when they tell you, hey, I didn't do this, versus maybe other athletes like a Peyton Manning, who is very – it's very difficult for my mind to grasp Peyton Manning in this same sentence. So is there forgiveness still for baseball players, or is it a little different approach when baseball players are linked to HGH?
Well, I think it's a little different. It's clearly getting very tiresome. We've been looking at this now for several years, and every time we think it's kind of buried and been put away for forever, we hear other names coming up. I hadn't heard the Zimmerman, Howard, Teagarden names. I did see the article on Peyton Manning on TSN, which is the Canadian equivalent of ESPN, this morning. And I found it a little surprising, only from the standpoint that, I'm not a big follower of football, so I'm not in a position to comment on the character of its players the way that I feel I can about hockey and baseball players. But I've always felt that Peyton Manning was a very upstanding, upfront individual, and he certainly always comes across that way when you see him on television. Obviously never met the man, so I can't speak for any personal experience I've had with him, but he always sort of struck me as being a straight-up guy, and he's quite clearly denied his involvement in this. And I see that the individual that sort of, quote, went undercover, unquote, for Al Jazeera in this issue is now sort of indicating that he was misquoted and there was a tape recorder on when it shouldn't have been on and so forth. So I have to kind of wonder how much of a cloud is over this. But in terms of baseball players, it just seems like a bad dream that keeps on recurring. And I thought we were done with it when we put the PED stuff away, but it just seems like it keeps coming back like a bad smell. And I'm starting to find it a very distasteful situation. I don't know what you guys think, but I'm frankly kind of tired of hearing about it, and I'd love to see it at the bottom of the list, but I'm not sure we're ever going to get there.
No, that's a great point. I think we're all very tired of it, but you know what? Like you said, it keeps rearing its ugly head here and there, and it's just something that I guess we should sort of be like, oh, I understand this. It's happening so often that we shouldn't be that surprised about it. But it is, when people are trying to take an unfair advantage, then it's a bad thing. And Jeff noted that, you know, HGH is definitely used for recovery as well. But in the most cases, we find out that it's not a positive thing for anybody involved with it. But I would say that this is a bogus story at this point, and don't put a lot of stock into what this report has to say. Like you said, the individual that made the report is now denying the report. So I call this a bogus story. I call it a bogus story when it happened, but it's important to bring it out there and let people know about these things. But, John, more importantly, a lot of things happen in baseball, even when baseball's not going. So bring us up to speed a little bit.
Well, we had a couple of free agent signings this week, and, of course, the perpetual rumors about who's going where and potential trades and so on and so forth. I was a little surprised at a couple of the signings that I saw this week. I guess the Mike Leake signing surprised me more so for the term and the dollars that were involved, as opposed to the teams. We all know that the Cardinals were looking for some pitching because of some injuries that they have, and the fact that they are they've lost players at positions as opposed on everyday positions as opposed to just pitchers. And obviously, they had to replace John Lackey numerically because he signed with the division rival Cubs. But I was a little surprised at the numbers that Mike Leake picked up, 5 years at $80 million, so average annual value of $16 million. That to me is pretty rich. You know, when you look at a guy like Cueto or Zimmerman signing for $22 million and even Samardzija for $18 million, That to me seemed a little bit rich, and maybe it smells a little bit of desperation. I've always thought Leak was an average guy. He was probably an average number three guy in the rotation, or perhaps a very strong four. But I've never looked at him as being a 1-2 guy. And certainly at that kind of money, it looks like he's become a 1-2 guy. And the Daniel Murphy deal surprised me a little bit because he turned down a qualifying offer from the Mets, which obviously was only 1 year, but it was $15.8 million. And he goes to the division rival Washington Nationals for 3 years at $37.5 million. So he's taking a $3 million annual cut in return for the three-year term versus the one-year term. It surprised me only because I don't believe he's a very good player defensively, and I would have thought that a team like Washington would have been looking more for defense at second base. This may end up sort of triggering another deal where they pick up a guy who's a defensive specialist to come and caddy for him in the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings when the Nationals have a lead. So interesting signings from that standpoint, but we still got a couple of big guys out there. I guess Alex Gordon is the one that sort of comes to mind as being the top guy that's still out there, and I have a feeling he may have overpriced himself, certainly out of Kansas City.
Hey, John, you mentioned that there's still some names floating out there, but the lion's share of the big names have been signed or re-signed by their teams. Has this offseason to this point yielded an obvious winner or an obvious loser to this point?
I would say the two obvious winners, Jeff, would be the Diamondbacks and the Cubs, sort of as we've talked about before, simply because they've strengthened themselves in key areas. And in both cases, they've taken key players from division rivals, which is a win-win for the team that's doing the signing. In terms of the losers, I guess I got to sort of stick close to home on this one and say that the Blue Jays probably the biggest losers because they traded a good piece of the farm system for 2 months of David Price, and whether they really thought they had a shot to sign him or not, we don't know, but it appears that they didn't make him an offer. So to give up a good piece of your farm system, certainly two or three of your top 10 or 12 prospects, for a two-month rental when, A, the team did not get to the World Series, and, B, Price did not do anything to enhance his reputation as a postseason performer this year.
And landing with the Red Sox has to hurt as well.
I'm sorry?
And him landing with Boston has to hurt, has to add to the whammy of that, right?
Oh, for sure. I mean, that's the same situation as the Cubs and the Cardinals with Lackey and Haywood. Subtraction on your team, addition on somebody else in your division, never good. And I guess the Dodgers fit into that category as well. They gave up Greinke, and he lands just across the border in Arizona. So he, too, is in the same division. So I'd have to say that probably the Blue Jays, and if Chris Davis doesn't re-sign with the Baltimore Orioles, I'd have to think that the Orioles might be considered losers as well at this point, Jeff, simply because Davis was such a big part of their offense.
Hey, John, let me ask you this about Andrew McCutchen. What do you think, Pittsburgh? Should they keep this guy for a long time, or should they deal him because actually he's got a ton of value?
Well, it depends on which way the Pirates see themselves going. If they see themselves with a chance to win in the next two or three years, I think they have to re-sign him. I mean, the guy is a star. He's a good all-round player. He's well-known in the community. He's been a Pirate all of his professional life. I think they would be unwise to give him up, but on the other hand, if they feel that he's perhaps now at the top of his game and the best return they're going to get for him is if they deal him now and they can stock their farm two or three top prospects, maybe it's the way to go. And also it depends on what they have in the system that could replace him. The Pirates have played great ball the last two or three years. They've always built through the system because they're not a big market team. So personally, I'd kind of hate to see them give up on him because I think he's an asset to any franchise, both on the field and off the field. You don't hear stories about him with guns in strip clubs at 3 o'clock in the morning, and in this day and age, that has to be worth something for a team when they're considering signing somebody long-term.
I agree 100%. John, as always, really appreciate you taking time out with us. Hey, how did the curling go for you last week?
Well, it was a pretty short game. We didn't play badly. Unfortunately, we ran into a team that didn't miss anything, and we ended up losing, but it was a good game. Where we lost by 5 points. We lost 6-1, but it was a lot closer than a 6-1 game. It could have been 6-1 the other way just as easily. So just one of those days, the Rocks didn't roll the way that we like to see them roll.
Hey, obviously, John, Merry Christmas, and we'll be talking to you in the new year. So I can't wait for it. I look forward to it, as always. But have a great rest of your afternoon, and we'll talk to you in a week or so.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. My pleasure, as always. The same to you. Happy New Year, and we'll chat next Sunday.
Sounds great. John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking it down. What's going on in Major League Baseball? Never have enough time to talk to him about hockey, Jeff. So we got to start figuring out how to fit that in the schedule. But anyways, he's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. On the other side, Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box to talk about some of the football games that are going on in college bowl season. Obviously, some great stuff. So keep it close. And obviously, want to say hello to the guys on the AFN. We appreciate you guys. Happy holidays. So keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
As the weather gets colder, we all spend more and more time inside. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about making sure the air inside your home is safe to breathe right after this.
The probability of a serious fire in a building may be low, but the potential consequences are enormous. In addition to smoke alarms and fire extinguishers, fire-resistant building materials can give you extra time to escape when seconds count. Roxul Stonewool Insulation is a critical line of defense in fire protection. Roxul is made from basalt, rock, and slag, and this combination results in a non-combustible product. It resists temperatures up to 2150 degrees and will not off-gas, contribute to toxic smoke, or promote flames. These tips brought to you by Roxul, the better insulation.
You may never see the greatest threat to your health inside your home. That's because carbon monoxide is an odorless, colorless gas whose effects can be very, very lethal. In fact, the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission says that every year more than 100 people die from unintentional exposure to carbon monoxide. The gas is produced by all fuel-burning appliances, so it's important that furnaces, water heaters, and ranges be well-maintained and properly vented to ensure your family's safety. Even if you don't have gas appliances, carbon monoxide can move into your home from a basement or attached garage. So don't let your car idle in these spaces or use grills or generators there either. Finally, protect yourself by installing a carbon monoxide detector on every level of your home. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Did you know nearly 2 out of 3 Americans don't use all their vacation days? Even in this me-focused generation of social media, we don't take days for ourselves. This season, ditch the office, drop the phone, and take a real selfie, treating yourself to the pure and simple high alpine adventures of Sugar Bowl Resort. Explore the most snow in Tahoe, the least crowded slopes, and North America's largest cross country, all conveniently closest to the bay. So cash in those vacation days and save vacation cash with Lyft tickets online at sugarbowl.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Tons of things happening in the sports world. We're going to bring Seth Marenbloom on from Campus Press Box, but we're also going to bring a caller on. So first we want to say good morning to Seth. Good morning, Seth. How you doing?
Good morning. I am great. How are you guys?
Can't complain. Obviously, the bowl season is going on, so looking forward to talking to you about that, what's happening. But we do have a caller. Let's hook up with Tyler. Tyler, you're on Dorf on Sports. You got the Dorf Man. You got Jeff Rich, and you've got Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box. What's going on today, brother?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Can't complain, man. What's on your mind?
Just thinking about the MVP race. There's a lot of good games on today, so let's kind of get started. If Cam loses and Tom Brady wins today, and let's say he throws three touchdowns, no interceptions, and Cam, has a few interceptions, turnovers, who wins the MVP race?
I got to stick with Cam. I think unless this guy dies or something terrible that we hear about him happens, he's been the most consistent quarterback in the NFL, if you ask me, all season long. And I don't think that one week should determine what happens throughout the whole season. However, we all know it's such a week-to-week league, and we point the finger this week, and one week you're the greatest, one week you're the worst. But with that being said, I think his whole body of work speaks volumes. The guy doesn't have that greater receiving core. We know he's got Greg Olsen, a great tight end, but the receiving core, not that great. When your guy Brady has his weapons, a lot of weapons on the field for him. So me personally, I think Cam Newton has this thing hands down. Jeff, what do you
think? Yeah, I don't think it's that close. Unless the Cardinals overtake Carolina for that number one spot in the NFC, I don't think there's much Cam could do to lose it at this point. Both in very similar situations, no weapons to be spoken of other than the tight ends. Brady obviously has the edge with Gronkowski over Olsen there. But, yeah, I don't think it's that close. I think that it's almost signed, sealed, and delivered. Cam Newton wins the MVP in 2015.
Yeah, and it's weird because in the beginning of the year, Tyler, I think you're right, man. I was thinking Tom Brady, he's on this tour of going out and thrashing everybody and making everybody pay for the Deflategate thing. But, with the injuries, to a certain degree, he did fizzle out. And obviously the Patriots had a couple of losses to go along with it. So, I mean, it is what it is. Look, he's the best quarterback in the game right now by far. And everybody knows how great Tom Brady is, and it's playoff time or very close to playoff time, so we expect great things from the Patriots, Tyler.
And what do you guys think about Carson Palmer? What if he does well against the Packers today? Where does he fall into?
That's a good point. I mean, Carson's been one of those guys who I think, like Cam Newton, Jeff, very consistent. Years past, Carson's had those games where he hasn't been so great. I haven't seen that this year out of Carson. So I think you have a good point. I think it may go Cam Newton, Carson Palmer, and then Tom Brady, to be honest with you. Jeff, what do you think?
Yeah, I think those are the big three. It's not the Heisman. I don't think we allow our voters to get overexcited about what happens from week to week. You could take a more bird's eye perspective on the whole thing. The Heisman Trophy is definitely a different vote than the MVP in the NFL, and I don't think it's influenced as much by one game as the public may think it is. Hey, Tyler, do you have any we've got our college football expert on the line. Do you have anything about college football for us?
Oh, yeah. Do you think Alabama will run the table?
I do, yeah. They've been my number one team in the country for probably at least the last month, even with that loss against Ole Miss. And sometimes they don't quite look like the well-oiled machine that we expect a number one team to look like. But they grind teams down, and fourth quarter rolls around. Derrick Henry rips off a few really strong runs, and I think that's going to propel them to the championship.
And, we saw earlier in the season, UCLA was a very strong team. They were in the top 10, and it may be over, looked from all the other bowl games, but they were playing Nebraska last night, and they lost. What the hell happened to UCLA?
That's a great question. Go ahead, Seth. Answer it.
I think with UCLA, those injuries that they had on the defensive side of the ball, with Miles Jack and Voorhees, and I think there was a defensive back that that hasn't played in quite some time. That, you know, that definitely took a toll. Nebraska, I'm not a huge Big Red fan, but they have a strong rushing attack, and UCLA, you know, doesn't exactly have one of the better rush defenses in the country. So I think what happened last night was about the matchup more than the two specific teams.
I think that's an excellent point, Seth. And it's interesting, too, because Nebraska didn't run nearly as much as they did all season long, especially with their quarterback running the way that he did. So I agree with you, man. It was about a matchup more so than anything. And UCLA, just being so depleted at this point in the season, they just didn't have enough to get it done, to be honest with you. And the Pac-12 in general, not very high on them, Tyler. So anything else for us before we let you run, man? Great, great call, by the way, too.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the Pro Bowl, what you guys' biggest snubs were. I had Allen Robinson as my biggest snub. Who do you guys have for your biggest snub for Pro Bowl?
Jeff, go ahead, man.
I would have had to pay attention to who got named to it, too. I really comment here. Just an insignificant game, you know, for me, and it doesn't really matter, so I don't really pay attention to it.
No,
like
I feel what you're saying, and I feel what Tyler's saying. And here's the problem with the Pro Bowl is that when they do it, we all know it's foolish because guys are injured, guys don't want to play. So a lot of those selections, like you're saying, are insignificant. However, to Tyler's point, there's always going to be snubs. And
I think the fact that Carlos Dansby's never made a Pro Bowl is an indictment on the whole process itself. That guy could be a Hall of Fame linebacker, and he never gets the he never gets to go to Hawaii throughout his career. It's just weird to me.
Yeah, no.
Real quick. Do you guys think since the Pro Bowl is not really that great on everyone's list, especially for the players, it was kind of the week before the Super Bowl, it's just a weird timing. Do you think they should do like an NBA All-Star break? Should they do like a week off and then do it in the middle of the week, or middle of the season, or what do you guys think about that?
That's a great question. Look, I think the problem with that is obviously injuries and whatnot. I almost think they should just do away with the Pro Bowl, to be honest with you. It's so insignificant. It's basically a party for these guys, and I think we're all getting the point. It's that nobody really wants to play in this game, to be honest with you, Jeff, or Seth, for that matter. Nobody wants to play in this game. They could get injured. And then we all know it's almost like touch football in general. So the game itself is so foolish, and it's not the game that we see on a week-to-week basis, that Jeff's point about it being so insignificant is just that. It's not the football game we're accustomed to seeing, and it's really just a show. It's about guys getting together, building camaraderie. It's not even for the fans, if you ask me. But, hey, we really appreciate your call, Tyler. Good stuff from you, man. Seth, let's get into some football stuff going on in college football now, but we do appreciate calls. Anybody can call, talk to us about whatever's on their mind. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. We want opinions. They're encouraged. They're welcomed. So we are talking college football, but if you want to talk anything, it's cool with us. Hey, what did you think of Beamer, man, going out in style, right?
I didn't know that a Frank Beamer team had 55 points or so in them. That was intriguing to see, and I think Justin Fuente has to be ecstatic that kind of capability is there on a Hokie team. But as for Beamer himself, that's great. That with his 288 or so wins that he could ride off into the sunset, with that Virginia Tech trombone that he was presented at the beginning of the game, with a win as he goes off into retirement.
Jeff, fire away.
Hey, yo, what have you thought of the bowl season? I know that we've both acknowledged that like the Pro Bowl, it's very meaningless to an extent, but we've kind of turned that corner where we've got mid-majors playing each other and a couple of mid-majors playing, middle-of-the-road, high-major teams. Now we're getting those middle-of-the-road, high-major teams playing each other this weekend. Did anything stick out to you, or do you really have to wait for the New Year's Six to, for anything to move the needle with you, Seth?
And, Jeff, for me, bowl season is just getting ready to start. Seeing Middle Tennessee State play, I think it was Western Michigan, you know, that's great that those two teams got to go to the Bahamas, but, you know, I watched a little bit of it, but didn't really do a whole heck of a lot for me, you know. But, come Thursday morning, early Thursday afternoon, when, you know, Houston, you know, goes up against Florida State, that's when bowl season is really going to, you know, to grab my attention, you know, seeing that game, and then you get into the playoff games, and, you know, then the New Year's Six bowls, that's when it starts to get interesting. And at a time where I feel like, you know, both teams are really putting forth maximum effort.
That's the voice of Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box joining us as he does each and every week here on Dorf on Sports. Let me ask you this. Thus far, what is the game that you think has been the best? Was it that Indiana-Duke game? Was it the Virginia Tech game? Was it Nebraska? What was the best game in your humble opinion at this point?
You know, I don't know if I can really say that Game X was the best game. I mean, I think there have been a number of highly entertaining games. You know, I think that UCLA-Nebraska game last night was an entertaining game, and, you know, Nebraska kind of got pulled into a, you know, Pac-12 after dark type of game. So I guess, you know, not really having a real answer, I would, you know, maybe go with that UCLA Nebraska game. I mean, it gives Nebraska fans something to look forward to next year, kind of teased them with what might be there, you know, for that team. I really enjoyed watching Josh Rosen in that game as well. Something I said to another Pac-12 friend online was it seems like that the offense that Mora is using right now, you know, kind of handcuffs and holds Rosen back a little bit. So I really want to see, you know, how he looks and how the offense for UCLA looks next year as well.
How much does it scream that we have too many bowl games that on Tuesday night down in Tucson, Nevada is going to play Colorado State? And, you know, check your local radio listings, because I don't see an ESPN or a CBS next to this game. How do you have two Mountain West teams playing a postseason game not on TV and tell me in the same breath that the bowl system is just fine?
Well, right. I mean, they're entirely too many. You know, even though Nebraska won last night, you know, having a 5-7 team in a bowl game, I don't need to see that. They weren't even average. You know, a 5-7 team isn't even average. It's 6-6. So, you know, but as to your point, Jeff, with Nevada and Colorado State not being on TV, I always kind of thought that bowl season was really kind of made for TV. College football, because you look around when the camera, you know, pans across these stadiums the past week or so, and they're basically empty. You know, so they're kind of made for TV, and to have one of these games not on TV is really kind of shocking to me, especially when it involves a team like Colorado State, who, you know, they don't have that sexy name, but, you know, year in and year out, it doesn't really matter who the coach has been. That program, as far as like a mid-major type of team, they always play solid football, and it's good to watch.
That's the voice of Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box joining us. Hey, Seth, do you have a couple more minutes that if we take a quick pause for the cause that you can finish up the hour with us? Is that okay?
Yeah, keep me on.
All right, sounds good. So we'll take a quick pause for the cause. He's Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box, who joins us each and every week talking about what's going on with the bowl season. As you know, it's here. It's too long. But like you said, we're kind of getting the appetizer through with, and now we're coming into kind of the main course, and then we'll have ourselves the dessert when it's all come said and done for the obvious one, the big one, which is the title game. But he's Seth Marenbloom. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment of this hour here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got to thank John Poulter for joining us, and obviously Seth Marenbloom, who's still with us from Campus Press Box, for joining us today on the program. And then appreciate you giving us a heads up. Hey, so looking at it, Seth, and lastly, we have just a couple minutes here. Your thoughts in general on the bowl season and how everything will wind up shaping up?
No, I think there, like I said before, there've been a number of really, really exciting games. Whether that was, you know, because, you know, the referees made it exciting, like the, I think it was the end of that Duke game, you know, or just, you know, the players just you know, turning in exciting moments on the field. But, you know, it quickly ramps up to, you know, to the real meat of the season on Thursday and Friday. And those, you know, those are the games that I'm really looking forward to seeing.
Hey, Seth, what's the sexier game on Friday, the Fiesta Bowl or the Rose Bowl?
Oh, I think both are going to be great games or great matchups. But I think the Rose Bowl is going to be the better of the two games.
Hey, Seth, obviously we're up against it. I can't wait to talk to you next week about all this stuff, to be honest with you. Obviously, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you, and we'll be talking to you next week about the outcomes of these and then what we think may happen for that national title game.
Awesome.
Have a great day. He's Seth Marenbloom from Campus Press Box, joins us each and every week on the program. Does a great job, by the way. Really does. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. I'm not sure if you're leaving or not, Jeff. So if you are, have a great day. If you're continuing, we'll be talking to you on the other side. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.